Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ryan McDonough's with us, guys, talking about the NBA, and we've asked him a million times about John Collins, so I will not ask you about that. But for the most part, just to double down on Carl's question, we stand at pat? Because it's almost like we get guys we didn't have this year. DeAndre Hunter coming back. We saw what Cam Reddish did against Milwaukee in the game we won here at home, which was kind of a real big bounce. And he's got big wingspan, and he's super athletic. So do you just like us kind of keeping this team together and maybe augmenting with a little size? Or what would you do with us?
I keep majority of the core of the Atlanta Hawks intact. I think Travis Schlenk and his group have done a very nice job of that. The big question, obviously, is John Collins, but they control that situation. And what I mean by that is he's restricted, so they can choose to match an offer sheet or not. My guess is they'll proactively go to Collins. So that's the key piece. The other alternative is not a very good one. That's waiving and renouncing the rights to a bunch of guys, including John Collins, Lou Williams. Those two in particular would be difficult. And then even if they do that, from my numbers say, they only operate about $18, $19 million in salary cap space, which is not good enough to get one John Collins, never mind potentially retaining Williams as well. So I think that's the most likely scenario, and yeah, that's why it's an exciting time to be a Hawks fan. Okongwu really took a big step this year. I thought DeAndre Hunter, I think that he could be the X factor for them next year if he's healthy and continues to improve the way he did from year one to year two before he was injured. And then Cameron Reddish really impressed me in the playoffs. So I think that's the step, is internal improvement. And the question, the big question for Schlenk and his staff, the second biggest question after what to do with Collins, maybe if other teams come calling for young players like a Reddish or like Okongwu, are they willing to put those guys in play and be aggressive and really go for it in the trade market to try to solidify themselves maybe as the preseason Eastern Conference favorite or one of them, or are they willing to take it slower? I think that question will be answered and dictated by the opportunities that are available to them. But either way, the Hawks sit in a position of strength because they're very young, and they're also very good.
Ryan, real quick before we let you go, we inherited Lou Williams' bird rights. He was with the Clippers for three straight seasons, which means we can pay him more money than anybody else, right? That gives us the advantage on Lou Williams?
Well, potentially, theoretically, yes, but I don't think in practice it'll matter as much because you don't want to give Lou Williams a 4 or 5 year deal at his age. It's going to be a short-term contract, in my opinion. I think the market for Lou Williams, the mid-level, will come in around $10 million, maybe in that range, maybe a little bit north of that. I would look for that if Atlanta re-signs him. Maybe they go, $10, $11 million on a two-year deal, something like that. I think that would be fair value for Lou Williams, and I think it would make sense for the Hawks as well to get a player who helped them win ball games, but also retain their long-term flexibility.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.